take away the D, you get a banana. And we'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge when the Sound Hound comes along in our next hour. Do you want to hear one more banana song? I'll call for the yays and nays, all in favor. This is the way I understand. This is how it occurs. I'll call for the yays and nays, all in favor. Yay. All opposed. Nay. Oh, the yays have it. So that will be coming up in just a moment, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM, Indiana WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM, Grove City, WCUC FM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, WKYW, LP, Kaiser, West Virginia, Mountain Streams Radio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and SLBRadio.org. By a popular request, the Hoosier Hotshots.
We don't like to whistle, can't blow saxophones. We like bananas because they have no bones.
With the Hoosier Hotshots. And a song from 1943. I like bananas because they have no bones. And I'm getting a few more suggestions for banana songs, including Harry Chapin's 30,000 pounds of bananas, the banana boat song, made famous by Harry Belafonte, done by a number of different artists. I'll see what I can find. I don't know if we have all of those. Does get your mind to thinking about other songs. Also, Russ reminded me about the Savannah Bananas coming to Pittsburgh in August. They are already sold out. And I guess they might be doing ticket giveaways at some point. The Sound Hound is waiting patiently in the wings. He'll be with us in a moment.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Gosh, I just found a great song about bananas with a local connection. And I think I am going to have to play it for you. I played it fairly recently. It's an amazing song, if it's the one I'm thinking of. It's by Zoe Mulford. We'll hope together right now. It's time for the Sound Hound to make his appearance, and let me grab the Sound Hound's sound. Oof, boy, I didn't get a good grip on that one at all this week. Can I get that again? Sound Hound, you're providing. Let's try that just one more time. That's better. Here is the sound that the Sound Hound brought today. One more time. Any ideas what it is?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
Here it is again, one more time. And I'm going to give the Sound Hound a little food, as you guess. This is Zoe Mulford with a song called Mr. Rogers' Bananas.
Peel some bananas and split them in two. A cast iron pan is the best one to use. And then you melt lots of butter till it just sizzles. Then fill up the pan from the edge to the middle. Then turn down the heat till it's barely a whisper, soft as the voice of a pastor from Pittsburgh who likes you just as you are. You gotta be patient and just wait around to flip every piece when it's caramel brown. And when they're nearly done, then you can season them. Squeeze in some lemon, a sprinkle of cinnamon. Serve with a spatula, scrape the pan quick, 'cause the part is the bits that stick. This is a dish that my mom and her sister learned from that soft-spoken pastor from Pittsburgh who likes you just as you are. It's a simple recipe, bananas and butter and fire and thyme. And if you don't have any lemons or cinnamon, just leave them out, it'll still be divine. It's sticky and melty and salty and sweet, cozy as warm woolly socks on your feet. It tastes like a hug, tastes like a snow day. You might feel like licking your plate, and that's okay. Family recipe, sister to sister, named for that soft-spoken pastor from Pittsburgh who likes you just as you are. It's a simple recipe that someone who loves you might make you sometime. And if you've got no one to fry you bananas, make some for yourself, it'll still be divine. And if you miss someone, you might hear them whisper, soft as the voice of the pastor from Pittsburgh, I like you just as you are.
Isn't that amazing? Sally Mulford, when I saw the title Mr. Rogers Bananas for the first time, I said, I wonder if this song could live up to its title. It surpassed it, didn't it? It's from the album Purple Piano, released in 2023. Brian notes this is a tough Soundhound puzzle. I agree. Richard on the north side thought it might be a metal trash can lid swinging. It's not that. Brian, you're on the right track. He just said maybe something associated with an amusement park. Not necessarily, but often. Does that help? 412-200-5975. What would really help is to share the Soundhound sound with you again. Now, I should say that we should be able to count on you to come up with the correct answer. And if you think you know it, you can turn to your phone for 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. And let's see, Kevin has a soda pop machine dispensing. It does kind of sound like that, but this is something very different. And context for this is everything. Our number is 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. If you're yelling at the radio what the correct answer is, I hope you'll call us and share the answer with us if you're confident that you know the correct answer based on what you've heard. Jim and Crafton Heights just got it. We're counting on you to come up with the correct answer. And if you know it, turn to the phone. Ryan just came up with the correct answer. All of a sudden, a lot of calls started coming in. I see Jess has the correct answer. We're going to have Jess give it away in just a moment. Just a moment. Present Jess. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. You are one of the few that was able to come up with this, so congratulations to you. This was
tough.
Thank you. What did you come up with?
It was a tough one. It took me a few minutes to really think about it, but it is like an amusement park turnstile.
Absolutely. You'd find this in a subway,
mm-hmm.
or an amusement park, or a lot of office buildings, the turnstile that brings you in and more or less counts you, is you go in. And once you know what it is, it's a lot easier.
It's that sound of that metal bar turning as you pass through it.
Yeah, and that was a tough one because they don't all quite sound that way these days.
No, nor are they. That's definitely an older style.
Yeah, and they're not even in use that much. But I'm glad you came up with it. Pudge,
yeah.
Pudge and Lamartine said that we stumped all of Lamartine today, and Sarah.
Yeah.
Sarah thought it might be a big scale. It did sound like a big scale, like a truck scale or something.
Yeah, or one of those big, the old-fashioned metal scales that you used to get on. You'd put a quarter in it, and it would give you your weight.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And you always wondered,
I can hear that.
What a racket. You know, you would put money in it. It would give you your weight and, like,
it costs you a quarter to find out you're fat.
Yes. What kind of game is that? You know.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you had a good fourth and that the weekend is going to shape up nicely for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one, though.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thanks for calling us and congratulations.
Thank
you're
you.
One of the very
Thank
few that got it. And let me tell you other correct answers. That was a tough one. I mentioned Brian and McCandless getting it. Jim and Crafton Heights also got it. And Brian had said maybe something on an amusement park ride, and that kind of got us close to the turnstile. Thanks for playing along this morning. And hello to Mike Vargo. It's nice to have you listening, Mike. Rich Engel is tuned in as well. Thank you. Pittsburgh area, serving all of southwestern Pennsylvania, boasts an incredible facility whose purpose is to help make our community, our life safe, and to do something remarkable. You take it for granted, but wastewater coming from our homes, the water that comes through your sink, showers, washing machines, commodes, it has to go somewhere. It goes away, right? Sometimes it goes to a septic tank, but more often than not, it goes to an organization known as Alcosan, where a lot of things happen to make it cleaner and suitable for discharge. And Renice Freeman is here today to talk about how you can take part in Alcosan's Clean Water Academy, which is a chance to learn more about the unit operations associated with sewage treatment. I know it might not sound interesting, but believe me, it is. Good morning, Renice. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lee?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining us. Tell us why you started doing this to begin with.
Well, we started doing the Clean Water Academy because we wanted to make sure that we were reaching the students that are in grades 9 through 12. And we wanted to make sure that they were still having opportunities in the summertime to learn about our Clean Water Academy, and then also learn about our sediment enrichment programs that we have going on, and then all of the divisions and all of the watersheds around the city of Pittsburgh, including the 83 municipality.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, I started to focus immediately on the sewage plant because I've actually spent a little time working, not at Alcosan, but working within some other sewage plants. I'm glad you mentioned watersheds, too, because that is education it's important to have awareness of watersheds anywhere in the world that you live. How do you go about teaching that? Do you actually look at some mapped areas, or how do kids learn some of what you're offering?
Well, this year in particular, our Clean Water Academy is focusing on the watershed, not only around Pittsburgh, but as you would say, around the world. What they're going to do is they're going to take a global outlook by looking at some of the maps and looking at some of the graphing and everything that goes around the world. And then they're going to bring that back and tie it back to our local watersheds. And they're going to visit a lot of the different watersheds around, including some of the creeks and everything. So that's how. And then what our Pennsylvania certified teachers, who are actually the ones that are hosting the camp, they actually are the ones that will be teaching the camp, to teach them about all the science and all the technology and math and everything that goes into it, along with some of our outside organizations that we'll be collaborating and partnering with also.
Now, this program for high school students is July 14th through July 25th, and there are no fees, and lunch will be provided to students. And you can learn more about this at alcosan.org. And there's still openings available, too, which is rare. This is a very popular camp. So knowing that there are still some openings, it would be good to, learn about it and take advantage of those openings while they're still left. Will students also have a chance to tour the sewage plant and learn a bit more about that?
Yes, they will. They will be able to tour our plant, and they will have actually an individual plant tour. We have a lot of construction going on, so the way we're going to do that this year, they will actually ride a bus and then go around and be escorted, and tour guides will show them everything around the plant in order to keep them safe and everything.
It's really
so
fascinating.
They will have that opportunity.
Yeah, students can learn how bacteria help make our waste cleaner and other activities. And if you have a student, or if you are a student interested in chemistry, engineering, microbiology, math, really any STEM field, this is a great opportunity. Plus, you might be interested in policy and politics and the environment in general. The Clean Water Academy will give you a chance to explore those areas in a real-world environment with professional people. Anything else you would like to add, Renice?
Yes, I would just like to add also, I know you labeled a lot of our careers. We also have some of our trade careers also, so they will be exposed to the trades, also skilled trades. So if they're not interested in the STEM enrichment, we also have our skilled trades that they will be on hand to be able to explore some of those careers also through the Clean Water Academy.
Terrific. I hope folks will find their way to alcosan.org. Again, the Academy for students entering grades 9 through 12 is going to be underway starting, I had the date in front of me just a second
July.
Ago. 14th, right? July 14th through the 25th. And thank you.
And we still have opening.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Renice. And here's hoping to a good summer. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
That's Renice Freeman. The Alcosan Clean Water Academy is free. And here's hoping you'll check out some of their programs. Well, I was going to play a song about the water. And we've had multiple requests for this particular banana-related song. As I think about it, though, it also requires water. At least the subject of the song does.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
Stan Freeberg.
I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
well,
man.
Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like
shout.
When I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, now. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay.
It's too loud, man. That's better.
He's a day, oh, daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot, hold 7 it, man. Foot, 8
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man. Too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man. Hold it, hold it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears.
Day.
No, hold it, man.
Day.
It's too shrill, man. It's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man. It's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing. Like, I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough. I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is, like, bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. I won't
no,
shout.
I'm cutting, no, man, no. Like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute. I'll be soft.
Yeah? Well, then back off from me, man. It's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Daylight come and me won't go home. A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come. Oh man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. He goes,
hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish.
Hey. Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stan Freeberg, broadcasting live where we say hello to Larry and Vanessa, who are at the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. We're happy to have you with us. Their camp just outside of the all-night dance tent. Didn't get much sleep, and they are awake. And we just heard from Nashville, Tennessee, where Mike is at a magician's convention. Nice to have you with us here as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square in Pittsburgh, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on a great group of community radio stations. And slbradio.org/radio.
Painful kiss. got to reach a little bit higher. When the light within becomes fire, hey, hey, whoa, whoa, you've got to grow. You got to reach a little bit higher. Get a hold on all that you desire. Stretch your soul and you'll never grow. You got to reach higher when the light comes fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. You got to reach a little bit higher. Get a hold on all that you desire. Stretch your soul and you'll never grow. Oh.
That is from an album called Songs That Sing Me. Becky Baller, Allison Brown, Sierra Hall, Missy Raines, and Molly Tuttle together. Welcoming you to this half of this hour of the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for being with us today. In a moment, our Afterthoughts puzzle is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. The Northside Chronicle is a nonprofit community newspaper available in print, digital, and mobile formats that provides coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle, including its free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
That's Blake, one of our current interns from Crossroads. He did a great job recording that. Blake's about to go to band camp. He plays trombone in Central Catholic's marching band, if I recall correctly. Our solar concert series is back. It starts this Thursday, July 10th. It's a free series every Thursday at 12:15 now through August 28th. The Snap and Bug String Band will be this week's guest. You may have heard them on last week's Saturday Light Brigade during our 11 o'clock hour. Join us as we present them at Buell Park, July 10th, starting at 12:15. Buell Park is just upstairs and outside of the main entrance to the Children's Museum, who co-sponsors the Solar Concert Series with us and Nova Place. Russ mentioned that I'm laughing because I do too, and that Stan Freberg parody of Banana Boat. Russ says, I can't tell you how often I say, it's piercing, man. It's piercing. And I do the same thing. Richard asked us to repeat the Soundhound sound again. We were looking for the sound of a turnstile, like you would find at a subway or an amusement park or another entry point. That's what the sound was, the sound of a turnstile. Now let's turn to our Afterthoughts puzzle. We'll give you three words, and it's up to you to tell us what one word naturally follows the three that we give you. And here they are. Penny, police, and steam. We are looking for one word that naturally follows those three. Penny, police, and steam. Do you have any idea at all of what the correct answer might be?
It's time to connect. Join us on or off the air by calling or texting us at 412-200-5975. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234 or through Interact Live at slbradio.org/radio. You're a big part of the Saturday Light Brigade.
We would love to hear from you by telephone or text at 412-200-5975. Penny, Police, and Steam.
Frankie Taylor, two young'uns full of dreams. Pacific Steamer headed south on the path of the New Orleans. 18 years behind us with a lifetime still ahead. On a bad stretch of the river, getting good at cheating dead. The Ohio's mighty, she's ruthless and so strong. And underneath her waters lay many a rouster bones. To make it past Kentucky would sure put a mind at rest. And to see another sunrise, you consider yourself blessed.
That dream still pounded in my head at 6:15 this morning. sun got warm, 7:15 this morning. And I held my lunch pail under my arm, 7:15 this morning. Well, the dream kept ringing in my ear and getting plainer and coming clear and getting bigger and drawing near at 7:15 this morning. I guess you know how some dreams are at 8:15 this morning. You can't remember what they are at 8:15 this morning. Well, I scratch my head at the factory gate and I run to keep from being late. And the clock's at 15 after 8 at 8:15 this morning. Well, I waved at the boss and I talked to my friends at 9:15 this morning. I was fishing around inside my brain at 9:15 this morning. Well, I see my dream like a haze or a snatch or a blaze from some old fiery match. But the rest of the dream I could not catch at 9:15 this morning. So at 15 minutes after 10, at 10:15 this morning, I told my troubled all my friends at 10:15 this morning. Well, I told them my dream was plain as day and how it run like a rabbit away. They said, keep trying if it takes all day at 10:15 this morning.
Tim O'Brien, the son, jumped up, and that song was written, the words, by Woody Guthrie. Woody Guthrie, folks, sent us an email earlier this week, and I'm looking for it, but basically the gist of it was there is some new Woody Guthrie material, some living room style recordings that they found and that they have remastered, and they're going to be released. And it's exciting to know some of them have never been heard before. Here it is. It's going to be called Woody at Home, Volumes 1 and 2 from 1951 and 52. Home recordings to be released for the first time on August 14th. 22 tracks previously unreleased, and 13 that Woody Guthrie never recorded anywhere else. So that's exciting to know that's coming out. I'll put a link to that on our Facebook page so you can learn more about it. It's called Woody at Home. Before the sun jumped up, you heard a song called The Pacific from Balsam Range. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. We are challenging you with our afterthoughts puzzle to come up with the word that naturally follows penny, police, and steam. You need another clue or two? We could add slide, train, or dog. Four, 1-2-200-5975. You are quite welcome to call us. We'd love to hear from you. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-7-5-9-7-5. 5272734. Karen was asking about some New Orleans style piano that we played earlier today, and David Crawford is, I think, who you were referring to. David Crawford has been playing a little bit of our background music this morning. It could have been Dr. Michael White as well, but I'm pretty sure it was David Crawford. If it was a little more sedate than this, this is Michael White. I'm pretty sure if you just heard a solo piano, that it was Devel Crawford. Speaking of Karen and Kaiser, Karen and Ed both came up with the correct answer to this morning's After Thoughts puzzle. So did Russ. Brian suggested man. It's fun, though. Yes, policeman works, but steam man, not so much. The Pennyman. The Pennyman is the man who comes door to door collecting pennies, so you don't have to. Linda had a guess of copper. That doesn't quite fit. Tom came up with the correct answer. So not too many correct answers coming in so far. Looking for the word that follows penny, police, steam, dog, slide. Trying to come up with another clue for you, and I'm not sure I have a good one. Did I give train as a clue, or railroad, or factory? Or tea kettle could be followed by this sound as well. I mentioned the Great Blue Heron Festival a little while ago, and Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City wrote that this is the 32nd such festival, and they've been to every single one of them. And the festival founders attributed the Brady's Run Bluegrass Festival is giving them inspiration to create that festival, which is a wonderful thing. Shaman Crafton Heights adds Wolf. A few other listeners suggested Wolf as a clue. Steve in Oakmont. Good morning, Steve. He came up with the correct answer. Jason Ingram says the additional clues were helpful. And Karen, I'm glad we connected with Devel Crawford. And I'm remembering now your love of piano music. Mike and Myers got the correct answer. He is in Nashville this morning. Brian and McCandless got it. So did Larry and Vanessa. We'll be right back. you figure out the correct answer. Penny, police, and steam can all be followed by whistle, W-H-I-S-T-L-E. Penny, whistle, police whistle, and steam whistle. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer. Checking Facebook very quickly, I see that Jess also got it. Well done. We'll play Guess Who in our next hour, giving you another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
That old freight train moving along to Nashville. All the joy that isn't joy for me makes me think of good old Boomer days gone by. Makes me feel so lonely, don't you see? Ma, your whistle freight train, take me on down the line. Ma, your whistle, I hate it, you got rambling on my mind. Got a feeling that I ought to ramble, but I know that that can never be. Guess I'll have to listen to that old smokestack singing out its lonely song for me. Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, I hate it, you got rambling on my mind.
Debbie McClatchy with Blow Your Whistle. And Sarah and McCalla said we could add referees as a clue to our afterthoughts puzzle. Referees whistle. Well, this just in, Katie, Adeline, and Hudson are in Ingomar, and they say, happy birthday, Dad. Love from Adeline and Hudson, and also from Katie. Happy birthday today to Rue of Penn Hills, Lila of Mount Lebanon, Chia of Bridgeville, Sean Miller of Oil City, Brody from Grandma Linda and Grandpa Fred in Collier Township, Leaf of Denora from Mom and Dad and Sister Alexis, and Bill from Trish and the boys. On July 6th, we have Patrick and Moon from Sarah and Luke, Andre of Canfield, Ohio, from Ricky and me and the whole family, Spencer of Knox, from Madeline, Jameson, Ezra, and David, Joey of Ben Avon, from Maggie, David, Jackie, and Adam of Squirrel Hill, from your family. On July 7th, we have Nicola of Point Breeze from Christopher, Betsy of Glen Willard, John of Brentwood for Margaret, and Oscar of Hookstown. On July 8th, it's Lydia of Ross Township, Leonard, and Ian for Madeline, and Sean and Susan. We now turn to July 9th and wish a happy birthday to Caleb of Beaver Falls for Mom, Dad, Asher, and Jordan. Justin from Casey and the whole family. Aaron from Mom, Gretchen, Dad, Garrett, and Finn. Caitlin of McCandless from Sister Sarah and your parents. Perry of Denver, Colorado from your entire family. Brian of Zealand, Opal, from your extended family, and Lewis of New Kensington from your parents.